If everybody's going to go by science, and I've been looking at science, science rules it. I wouldn't test the kids. I would take temperatures of the kids, but it's testing the facility, the teachers, the support staff.
I'm sorry, Kev. What I was referring to is standardized testing, academic, to get a snapshot of where these kids are.
Well, yeah, there's multiple tests out there. But here's my thing is going back to the basics, Kevin, reading, writing, and arithmetic. If your kid, if you in that classroom, that kid's read, all right, you're going to have a successful kid. If they do arithmetic, they're going to be successful. But all this other stuff, they need to start to the basics again. And then when this thing goes over, then, you know what, then you can go to your elective courses. But the main thing is teaching that kid how to have a little bit more social life, how to make sure that they know how to read, write, and do an arithmetic.
I love that. Kevin, always good to visit with you. When we get the studios reopened, we'll get you in here, okay?
Hey, Kev, my mom said to say hi.
Oh, you tell her I love her to death. I just love her to death. Kevin Child, the former CCSD Board of Trustee member. Stick around, more to do. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Yes.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's 5:31, and as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there's a couple of incidents, a couple of crashes working right now. Interstate 15 north at Tropicana, also eastern at the 215. Also, we're getting bumper-to-bumper flows on the other side of the freeway. Interstate 15 southbound, beginning around Sahara, but it's slow up past Spring Mountain as you work your way through there. At the Spaghetti Bowl, we're looking at some slow flows there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, you'll tap the brakes there. Also, 215 north at Charleston. And more construction going on, no pain, no gain. Starts at 9 o'clock tonight on the ramp as you leave 95 north to go 215 east.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Pick and Loans presents the Sports Flash driven by GPOC KMZQ. Dr. Myron Rowley joined ESPN to talk about the idea of bringing sports back during the pandemic. Rowley is a neurosurgeon and former football player at Florida State. He thinks things should hold off until the virus is more under control.
In my medical professional, very conservative outlook on things, I'd say we need to delay sports or cancel it for this year until we have a firm and concrete therapeutic regimen in that. Vaccines, meaning antiviral therapies, meaning more data point entry so we can have a statistically significant sort of research to say, okay, we know the trajectory of this thing, we know how to handle it, we know what to do, and we know how to keep players safe and keep that as the premium through all of this. So I'd say go very slow when you're thinking about sort of normalizing our day-to-day life in America and especially getting back to sports.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty. Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually, the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence.
Kent Davenport Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a reminder that this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. You could do it right now. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear from Dan Linsky. If the name does not ring a bell, it's not surprising. This is Cut 6. He is the former Boston Chief of Police and was on with Harris Faulkner this morning. And his reaction to the brutal attack on NYPD members, including the top cop in the New York Police Department. That's hard to believe. This was Dan Linsky earlier today, and his reaction to the horrific video that has gone viral. Here it is.
First of all, tell me the significance of what New York City is experiencing among its police officers right now and how it plays out across the country.
Hugely significant, and kudos to the chief for being out on the front lines where he can show the troops that he stands with them, making sure that they have the support they need to do an ever-increasing job in an amazingly tough and turbulent time. This is a chief who worked with the protesters and showed that he supported the peaceful protests to try and change policing and more effectively police the city. But what they found is that along with those who want that message to be heard, there is a group of folks intent on violence, and they assaulted police officers yesterday. And what we need to have is the support for the police officers of New York City, whether you like or dislike police officers. They are there for you. They are your representatives. And it's up to members of the movement that look to seek peacefully change the way police are policing their communities to step up and not allow violent anarchists and violent individuals to take over your protests and your marches and assault police. And it seems like people have determined that they can get away with doing these types of things and there'll be no consequences. I can assure you that there will be consequences. We're seeing that with federal authorities stepping in, where officers are task force agents, and they're also federal officers when working on some of these protests, and they're being charged with federal crimes of assaulting federal police officers. So this we need the supervisors, just like the chief on the front lines, to tap an officer on the shoulder when they're maybe overwhelmed with the circumstances they find themselves in. But police have to do their jobs. You do not get to resist arrest. You can fight that in court. You can sue later on. You cannot resist arrest. And if you're helping somebody resist arrest, you're committing a crime, and you will and need to be held accountable.
I think that's great. I love to hear that. Now the question is, in liberal New York, will I understand that the one perp that apparently hit the top cop over the head with either a reed or a band or a stick or a piece of lumber of some point, a bat, we're not really sure. I can't wait to see what happens to this person, because it's absolutely horrific that stuff like this goes on. You cannot tell me these people are part of a protest. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to find out from you. What should happen? Should they be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? Are they part of a peaceful protest that just kind of got out of hand? We're going to find out what you think. And that's one of the great things about this show. Unlike a lot of national shows that you see, and even some local shows, you know, on this particular show, your opinion matters. What you think is just as important as what I think. Now, I may be right most of the time, and that's okay. It's all right. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll come back. We'll get to some calls from all across the Las Vegas Valley. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why. And I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. 5:45 on this Thursday afternoon, heading towards Thursday night. Don't forget, big weekend coming up. We are just about a week away from Major League Baseball returning. They're going to have a big doubleheader. They're going to have, I think, somebody told me, Yankees, Astros, and then the second game will be Giants and Dodgers out on the left coast. Yeah. That's going to be something. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Kevin, Liz, I'm so happy you're back on the radio. Listen, you're a good asset to Las Vegas. Good
thing
you're back.
Thank you.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm Hispanic. For all of you that are listening, I used to be a Democrat. I'm not a Republican necessarily, but I'm definitely a Trump supporter. What is happening to this country is disgusting and makes me very upset. Sure, those people have to be prosecuted. All of this violence. You want to protest, you protest quiet, you know, decently. Try doing this in Colombia or Mexico City, and you're going to see what's going to happen to you. All right? So we have a really good country. Whatever you have to complain about, do it peacefully. Voice your opinions. Call in. Protest on the streets. Fine. But none of that stuff. BLM, for those that do not understand what BLM is, the founders are Marxists. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube, put up Marxists. BLM, Marxists, you're going to see the founders admitting that they are Marxists. For those of you who do not know what Marxists are, just think of it this way. They're anti-America. They're anti-United States. They're anti-capitalist. They're anti-our country. I, as a Hispanic, am very happy to report to everybody who's listening, including you Democrats, there's a lot of Hispanics that did not like Donald Trump and love him right now. The last thing I want to say on this COVID thing, go and look up Dr. Kelly Victory. Dr. Kelly Victory, she'll explain to you what the COVID situation is in this country. She'll give you explanations, a really quick schooling on what is going on in this country, how COVID affects the human body, and how we can protect ourselves. Great, great. It's only like 10, 15 minutes. It's perfect. And thank you again for taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. No, he's right. He is absolutely, positively, 1,000% right. We have to shut this down. The big question is, and to my cop friends out there, and I know I've got a lot of folks in uniform and out of uniform that are buddies of mine, and the one thing they say is, how are we supposed to, as you saw in New York City on the Brooklyn Bridge, a bunch of peaceful people and then some anarchists? How do you separate out the anarchists from the people that mean harm to other Americans, to New York City cops? I mean, that is reprehensible, what we saw. That's horrible. Did you see the video of the top cop in New York being beaten? Now, fortunately, they have an alleged perp in custody. But I'm going to tell you something. That was awful. That should not happen. And by the way, let's go to cut one. Let's go to cut one. This is Judge Jeanine. Sobering reaction to the Wednesday attack on cops in New York City. Right there on the Brooklyn Bridge. Here it is.
Which was peaceful, was interrupted by a group of agitators. And just before the march, Brian, there was a black SUV in front of City Hall where someone was handing out baseball bats. The police tell me that they were able to seize some of those baseball bats, but obviously some of them they weren't able to. And what you saw on video just before I came on is the agitators, the instigators who were invading this peaceful protest where the police and the clergy are marching together. This is an all-out effort to destroy law enforcement and to destroy whatever peaceful conglomerates we can bring together, the clergy and the police. And wow. Chief Terrence Monaghan, I mean, the guy is the highest uniformed officer in the PD. He was either hit with a bat or some kind of wooden, stick. And, you know, the attack is on all law enforcement now. And Bill the Bozo de Blasio is signing more bills today to take power away from the cops, to plant more Black Lives Matter murals today in the Bronx. The Bronx, the very place where an individual grabbed a cop in a chokehold, and that individual is still walking around free as though the Bronx DA can't figure out whether or not to file charges. But this is what's happening. New York City is now like a third world country. New York City will be like Chicago. It's like, you know, the homeless in Minneapolis, 43 days in Portland. They are bringing down our civilization intentionally. And the combination of Soros-funded DAs who are not interested in prosecuting crime, in the so-called bail reform where we let them out as soon as the paperwork is done, along with the refusal to even enforce the law because the cops have not been trained on how to even effectuate an arrest, we will be living in an all-out barbaric society. And you wonder why gun purchases are going through the roof? No one's going to come when 911 is called.
Gotcha.
The cavalry ain't coming. You're on your own.
And by the way, you have only Mark McCluskey to look at. He called the St. Louis cops and said, hey, I got a mob out in front of my house. What do I do? They wouldn't return his call. They didn't do anything. You're on your own, I think, is what Judge Jeanine said. No, that's what's so sad about this. Now, when we come back, mayor of a major American city says that the president may have broken the law during a recent visit. We'll tell you who it is and why it is all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say, Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word today goes to Keisha Lance Bottoms. She is the mayor of Atlanta. And she was on, I guess it was this morning, with the Wolf Blitzer. And the president flew into Atlanta, did a roundtable, then I guess left, but was talking about how the president broke the law during an airport visit because he wasn't wearing a mask. Listen to this.
You say he was actually breaking the law by not wearing a mask. Almost everyone there around him was wearing a mask. Tell us why you think he broke the law.
Well, I was glad to see that the others on the tarmac did have their mask on, but I signed an executive order that requires masks in the city of Atlanta and specifically on city-owned property, which Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is. So by not having on a mask, President Trump did violate law in the city of Atlanta, but I am somehow not surprised that he disregarded our rules and regulations in this city. But it was encouraging to see that others did have some regard for what we're doing and trying to accomplish in Atlanta, and that's to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Well, if you're an average person out there in Atlanta and you violate the law, what's the punishment if you don't wear a mask in an area where you're required under city law to wear a mask?
Well, you can receive a citation and you can be given a fine and up to 6 months in our city detention center, which it won't happen to anyone, but you certainly can be given a citation. But what we've been doing in the city of Atlanta, encouraging people to wear masks and where possible, giving them masks if they don't have a face covering. But given where President Trump was and his close proximity with others, they weren't socially distancing, then it would have been appropriate for him to have on a mask on city property.
You're not going to give him a citation, though, I take it.
Just a citation that sends him back to Washington, D.C.
She is so fine. By the way, she just tested positive like a week ago. Keisha Lance Bottom says her husband was sleeping all day, and so the whole family got tested. She tested positive. Yeah, yeah. So I certainly wish her well. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, the Friday song returns because it's going to be Friday. Yeah, we do that every Friday. I just absolutely love it. I want to thank gentleman Jim Dallas, Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names, our vice president and general manager of Battleborn Radio. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. I really honestly do. You make this show what it is. And when you call, when you listen, when you just have fun with us, that's what we do on this show. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If you could heal 5 times faster, imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and